Know the Source on One Radio Network.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light to split the night and touch the sound of silence.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Okay, this is Open Phone Friday. The idea is that you call. A lot of you are listening, I can tell. I got the numbers. You're quiet, don't have anything to say. Just want to talk to you. Come on in. Don't be shy. I don't bite, do I? 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Probably just not saying anything controversial enough. It's really funny. You know, I grew up doing talk shows. Not grew up, but for years and years and years and years. Human nature is so funny. I know. That's why I'm not on the radio today on a commercial radio station. It's because the show that we do here is just way too much peace, love, hippie beads, and it wouldn't work. Because human nature is such that people like conflict. I mean, I noticed that on my Facebook page. We actually did a post on it the other day that...
I'll be right with you.
Okay, on hold, stay right there. Let me just finish this thought. Be right with you. Thanks for calling. So I put this on my Facebook page. I can write some really inspirational things and positive and peace, love, and hippie beats things, and you know, it just lays there like a balloon. Five people read it. Nobody likes it. They don't do the like thing. It doesn't spread. Nothing. But boy, I just do anything that even comes close to politics. And we did one the other day. There must have been 100 comments. So this is, I don't like to use the term not good. It is what it is, but it's an interesting comment on our culture. I'll talk about it. This whole, the boys are trying to do to people and dividing them. And the reason why, and I'll talk about it. Good morning on the phone. Who's this?
Hey, this is Robert in Houston.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Okay, wanted to find out about Dr. Bob Marshall. I didn't know he passed away until you mentioned it yesterday.
Oh, you didn't know? We talked about it about a month ago. I'm sorry, you must have missed that. Yeah.
Yeah, I must have.
Yeah.
Looks like he died in April, so that's been April, May, June. Yeah, about a month ago.
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
Wow, what happened to him? Did you go to his funeral?
I did not, no. I don't do funerals.
Mm-hmm.
The body, you know. What I hear from
it's good
some...
good to see the other people, though, you know. The people
no, I understand.
Who...
I should do that, and I don't. I by the time I heard about it, that funeral was that day. Because they had a quick turnaround. It was like, I don't think it wasn't 3 months ago, was it? That's just...
April.
Really? Okay. Well, maybe so. Anyway, yeah, I heard from a fellow who knew Dr. Marshall pretty well. I haven't talked to him maybe once a year, and said that he had prostate cancer for about 3 years, and finally just kind of best of him. And he wasn't able to kick it.
Wow.
Yeah. Something, huh?
Yeah, it's always curious to know what caused it. So prostate cancer, man. Well, he must have been well preserved with all the nutrients and supplements and vitamins and stuff he took.
Mm-hmm.
They probably didn't need to put embalming fluid in him. Just kidding.
Well, as you know, the diet and supplements is a very small part of the deal. The big, the thing that really controls our health, Robert, is our state of consciousness and what we think, what we believe. That's everything. The other part is just a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you don't know might hurt you.
What's that? No.
What you don't know might kill you.
Check that. So, you know, Mark Twain, you know what he said? Would you like to hear?
What was that?
Mark Twain said, it's not what you know. No, I'm sorry. It's not what you don't know that's a problem. It's what you know that just ain't so.
Right.
Yeah. That's what the problem is, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Robert?
Yeah, and that's why the topic of your show, Know the Truth. So there's a lot of stuff that may just be
Know the source. Sure.
What works, what don't work.
Sure.
Don't know.
Right.
I always kind of go deep into the questions when you kind of tease me and say, oh, you're making it too complicated. Well, I'm just trying to find out the truth, you know.
I know. I'm just teasing you. It's okay. I know you're digging.
I made up a saying. I don't know if I made it up or I heard it and twisted it, but I said, the truth takes so much time and is so hard to find and can be expensive that most people will settle for a lie.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
I mean, it takes time to look on the internet, talk to people, call them up.
Ah, well, I see.
Might cost you some money to do research, you know.
You're talking about that kind of truth on the
you know, Mike Adams, he's testing all this stuff, you know.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
Trying to, like you were talking about how you look at the water crystals.
Right.
I got a Vitalizer. I've had it for a couple years, you know, and I've seen that on there, and I believe that Emoto. You know, the crystals of dead water and crystals of live water. I want to believe that the Vitalizer does it. They said that they sent some water.
Yeah,
over
you
to
saw the pictures. You got
that,
the pictures.
You know?
You got the before and after pictures right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They sent it over to Emoto, and it made it going across the ocean after being structured in the Vitalizer, and it still had the beautiful structure to it. Now, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Back to the what we know and what we don't know.
Right.
I was listening on a TV the other day, and there was a Jesuit on TV, and he was saying, it made me think about it, you know. Most of the things we know or hear in life, I forget how he put it, is based on trust, meaning you read an article on the internet. You trust it's okay. You hear Dr. So-and-so saying something. You believe it. You know, you trust it's okay. The guy with the aluminum. He says silica water. Fuji water is the best because I was washing dishes and snickering. Mm. I said, there goes Patrick. Went out and bought 4 gallons.
Well, you know, he was...
we trust he's telling us the truth.
Well, you know, you sure, but he was the second one, you know. Isn't there a thing in the Bible that says something about when you hear something twice? Some of you who know about...
Yeah.
Do you know about that? Isn't there a quote in there?
And I'm going to paraphrase it. It's something about when you tell a man his faults or what he's sinning, doing wrong, tell him once. And then if you go tell him again, bring another friend to testify and say, you know, something that you shouldn't ought to be doing that, or watch what you're doing or whatever. And then it says, if you don't listen, then let him go.
Okay. Something like that.
And I'd look, and there may be another one on
I think there is. I think there is that when you get information, if you get it once and that's interesting, say, well, that's interesting. And then you hear it again, then maybe like, oh, well, maybe I should really look into that, you know, kind of thing. Yeah.
I say that often. I tell people, you know, when I tell somebody about something, I says, look, first of all, like if I'm talking to somebody about ozone, IVs, or chelation, or whatever. I said, look, the information I'm telling you, I paid $50,000 to learn.
That's right. Do you want to hear me or what? What's, you know?
Yeah, because most people aren't going to listen to you, you know.
No, they won't listen to you.
And until they can hear, you can't hear till you can. The Bible does say you can't hear till you can hear, you can't see till you can see. Blessed are those who have not seen and believe.
See, I like that.
You know, that's the one.
Yeah, that's good.
And
you know,
I'll hear.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and then I usually tell them that, you know, what I'm telling you, I'm not just making this up. If I say, look, take Intramax or do this, I say, I'm telling you what I've heard six other people tell me, like you're saying. I don't usually do something until I hear it once, twice, or whatever. Although I would like to hear another doctor talk about how Dr. Beagleston sees those, all that stuff in those slides. I'm thinking about doing that. Let me just move on.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it. You know, Robert, let me, on the silicon, I think the first person, remember Dr. Gant? I really liked him some time ago. He's the first person that brought up the Fiji water, Gant. I think we have a commercial that we made from him because he really likes sulfur. So he was the first person. I thought I was curious. And he said, you know, same thing, water-soluble silicon in the Fiji water. So then when Exley said it, I said, well, maybe I think I'll try some of this, you know. So I did. You know, that day I was going to Whole Foods. I bought 5 liters. And so I'll play with it. I mean, why not? I mean, it's not going to hurt you. And so if it helps to keep aluminum out of the brain, I mean, you know.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Just why not? Just do it. And maybe not.
On that note, isn't that the second time you interviewed him?
Who's that?
Exley?
I don't think so. Was he on before?
Well, there was another one I have on my, I downloaded, listened to, a guy with aluminum, and he was from England.
Oh, it's probably Exley. I didn't remember we had Exley on twice.
Yeah, there was another guy from aluminum, because
well,
I've
got to be him.
About the aluminum. But I thought that on the other show, but he probably didn't, I probably heard wrong, was I thought he said you could take silica supplements, but yesterday when you asked him, he says, no, the other stuff isn't proven, you know, horsetail.
Right. Oh, actually, yeah, I just looked. We interviewed Dr. Exley 4 years ago.
Was it four?
Yeah, November 2013. Okay. Wow. See, I don't put these things in my file cabinet. I just let them go, so that's why I don't know. Yeah, it's cool.
And who was the other doctor? So the other doctor, which you mentioned, or person who verified Fiji water, it wasn't about aluminum. It was just about the benefits of Fiji water, or it was related to aluminum.
Well, I don't know, Robert. We were talking about metals and sulfur. He was a big fan of sulfur getting rid. Remember, he's the guy that said sulfur has a love affair with heavy metals. Remember that line, which is great. And we recorded it and play it. So then we got talking about it, and somehow he just brought up the idea that that Fiji water helps to keep the aluminum out of the brain. And so I remember him saying that. That's interesting.
I might get some too then. You know, it makes sense because it's in that water, so it could be. Anytime you're taking a liquid, it's going to be more well absorbed.
Yeah, that's what Exley said. That you really he doesn't know. He said I don't know of a supplement that would do the same thing because it's a different molecule and it's in the water itself. It's right in the water. It's a kind of a God thing. Because this is spring water from Fiji.
Right, because I have some, there's that BioSeal, that liquid silica you can buy.
Oh, yeah, I've got some of that. Yeah.
That's a
different thing, though. That's silica and not silicon. The water's got silicon with an N.
Silicon.
Correct.
Not the same thing, huh?
Not the same thing. Exley said it was not the same thing.
Okay, Harvey Beagleston. Yeah, how did he say he learned that? Someone taught him that, or
years ago.
Did he invent that?
No, someone taught him it years ago, some German fellow. You're going to do it? I think you should. It'll be fun.
Well, another guy told me fun, too, and I'm with you. I'm just going to tease around a little bit. I don't want to spend $300 on fun, but it would be interesting to look at. Yeah, I wish I knew. That's talking about second opinions. But I think he's kind of tied in with Tennant. He's an ophthalmologist, too, and those kind of guys. He was talking a lot about the scars.
Mm-hmm.
And Tennant, these guys are kind of masterminds somehow. So,
You know, Bob Marshall was all over the scar thing, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Medi body packing.
Medi body packing and the biofilm stored in the scars. And I've got a few shots of my belly button from Dr. Massey to get rid of my tight belly button.
Yeah, I never thought about that till yesterday.
Yeah. I think there's some people in Houston, where you live, Robert, that do the procaine thing. Might be fun to shoot up your belly button, see if you breathe better.
What do they call that? Neural?
Neurotherapy, right. Neurotherapy, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Huh. Well, I have the tenant modulator, and he has that device to help with scars, and there's a scar mode setting on there.
Really?
And, yeah.
I have a biomodulator. Where's the scar mode setting?
You probably don't have the pro. You have the black.
Yeah. I got one years ago, yeah. We did commercials for them, and they gave me one. Mm-hmm. Really? I see.
You might be able to treat it with the other one on the...
I don't have any scars.
10-8 or... No?
No.
Well, you have the belly button.
Oh, yeah, but that's not a scar. It's too tight. Beagleson says what they do is the doctors like to have a really pretty belly button, right? So they'll cut the cord and they pull it tight, which they shouldn't do, and it inhibits the ability to breathe, diaphragm breathing. It's very critical, very critical. Good. And so that's why what they do in nature, you watch the doggies or in home births with the, what do they call the home birth girls?
Midwives.
Yeah, so they leave about 6 inches, and then it just falls off naturally. So then the kids don't get a tight belly button.
Oh, that's why people's belly buttons are different when I see them sometime.
Maybe so.
Mine's recessed, you know, like a little inside.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some people's, it looks like they're sticking out.
Yeah. Could have been the way they were, they could have been home, midwife birth, you know, who knows?
But what did I thought he did mention that, wasn't that what he was talking about, scars? And he said, you know, the first one you have, and we couldn't think of it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you're right. So that's why he said it'd be a good idea to do the procaine in your belly button. Yeah, you're correct. So I guess he considers that a scar, right, right.
Well, the more I think about it, the more I see them all over my body. Surgeries.
Well, you know, Robert.
Like, and little cuts.
No, don't worry about all
years
that.
Ago.
Well, find yourself a neurotherapist, and you let us know how you do with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back to Bob Marshall. The last couple shows I listened to him on him, he didn't sound like he was up to par. His voice was rough and all
really?
That. And so I was, you know, man. But, you know, it's kind of a wake-up call. I still got that idea, Fountain of Youth, thinking I'm going to find the right guy. And then Dr. Jennifer Daniels, you know, what did they miss? You know, they might have missed something. You don't know, and I know you don't like that. You're probably like, well, their time was up, you know. But, damn, you think he would have known how to fix prostate cancer. Shit.
Robert, don't say that.
Shoot.
No. You know, keep in mind that it was, you know, it is just times when people leave their body, even the one they think they want to stay, it's just not in the plan. It's just not in the plan. It's not a bad thing. This is what he created for this experience, and it's time to go, and hasta pasta, and we'll see you around, you know.
You know, I tie all these people in together, different shows, and that reminds me of the guy you interviewed. He was the guy that was, what was the guy, Steve Rocklix or Steven? You kind of little had some controversial interviews with him. He was the PhD, had to do with the porphyria type
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah, Rochel. Yeah, I know Steve.
Yeah, Rochel.
I got a couple of his books, yeah.
Yeah, and... I'm going to say this nicely, but I'm pretty accurate with it.
Be nice. Huh? Be nice.
I was communicating with him, actually,
mm-hmm.
And he got mad. He said that you didn't do it intentional, but he was talking about all the stuff he knew about health and what he was doing,
mm-hmm.
And then you somehow asked him, wow, with all you know and have done with health, writing books and such, why aren't you better? And he took that offensively.
Yeah, I shouldn't have.
I can't believe he asked me that.
I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have asked him that. That wasn't very good form for
remember
me.
Remember that?
But that was years ago. I mean, 5 years ago.
I know.
Right?
Well, so I'm not. But I'm just saying, we learn.
Yeah, I understand.
But
what's the point?
It wasn't about you saying that, but his answer was the key of my point, though. But I had to preface it. He said, and I think how he put it so eloquently, he said, look, for some of us, what we've been through, and he said how I was poisoned and this and all that, for some of us, just to be alive and walking is a miracle now.
That's right. That's right. That was a good point, you know.
Meaning, Marshall, with all the stuff he had, I don't know what he had. He always used to say what he had at an early age. He maybe should have been gone 30 years ago, if you look at it that way. So for him to live to be 78 was actually fantastic.
Right.
So like Rocklet said, for some of us, just to be alive.
That's just to be above ground taking nourishment. No, I agree. I agree. And, you know, Bob Marshall, I think he was massively poisoned with the, he was involved with that, remember the bad batch of tryptophan years ago when they took it off the market? He was in on that deal. And boy, that, he came so close, he said, to dying with that one. Really close. So
that's why, you know, I always tease you and Stephen Huer, you know, whenever you're like, oh man, how you doing, Stephen? Well, I'm doing good. Then the next show, oh man, I found something new.
I know.
I'm feeling better.
He's a trip. Yeah,
well,
a trip.
I thought you were feeling better.
Well, you know,
I'm feeling better now.
Stephen, you know, he's an explorer. You know, he's really...
Yeah.
And he's up someplace right now, and I'm not telling out of school because I know he's going to talk about it when he's here. He's up in Idaho right now doing a fecal transplant.
Well, you were talking about that last time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He mentioned he wanted to do it. So
he's
doing it right now. I've been emailing.
Wow. That's going to be interesting, yeah, putting something up there like that. And I can't see. I do coffee transplants, but I don't know. And there's back, but yeah, fecal, wow. You were gonna do that. You were all, I'll use the word obsessed with it. I'm getting this. They were sending it to you, but you never did do it, right?
Oh yeah, because remember when that first came out, I thought, well, it'd be really great to do what a breastfed, no antibiotic, right? No chemical baby. If you could get that baby poop, man, that would be good, right? And do a fecal transplant. So.
Yeah.
I remember I was
one. AB blood type.
No, I never did the
born
blood type.
Born under a full moon.
Yeah, born under a full moon, right. By playing John Lennon records during the birth or something. You know, I thought, go for it. So we got a couple bites of people, and finally this couple somewhere. Yeah, were they in Portugal? I don't know, crazy place.
I remember they were overseas.
Yeah, so they got baby poop because their kids were like, no GMO. They were nothing. This is good poop, right? So they packed this poop in a thermos, and, well, it took about 2 months to get here. And so I talked to poop experts, and they said, no, you can't use that poop. No, that's not good. So I let that one go. And then I talked to a person, Robert, that suggested, no, that wouldn't be the best because babies have a whole different microbiome, you know, in their tummy and their gut, different totally from adults. So that's why they do fecal transplants like what Stephen's doing from adult poop and not baby poop. So I was on, you know, I was just onto this wild thing that didn't work out, but yeah.
Yeah, that's why I heard a doctor once say, and I remember things with people saying, kind of just think about them, meditate on them, whatever. Doctor was asked, how are you doing? He said, when people ask me how I'm doing, I tell them, I don't know. He said, I may say I'm doing great and die sudden cardiac arrest 2 days from now. I may tell him I'm doing not so well and live to be 100. He says, really? I don't know. So a lot of times when you guys say, hey, I'm doing better now, and I'm like, well, last week he was better, so he really wasn't better. But yeah, you think you're good until you know something better, you know? Then you're like, wow, this really is better.
Okay, this is out this morning, a daily aspirin is behind 3,000 deaths a year, a study suggests. Oxford University, they found that people 75 years old who take blood-thinning pills are 10 times more likely than younger patients who suffer fatal bleeds. You know, docs give out these aspirins to people, tell people to take a daily aspirin.
Aspirin no good, right?
Yeah, I never thought that'd be a good idea. every day. What else, Robert? You good?
Beagleston did look at your blood over time.
He did,
back,
about remember? 5 years ago. He said I was in really good shape. He said I should just be aware of any kind of circulatory problems. That's all he said. And so I'm going to get it done again. So we'll see what it says, and I'll let you know.
I thought he did find something in there. No, there wasn't something strange he saw?
No, just
not
circulation.
Not very bad, but I thought...
No, circulation. I asked Sharon because I didn't remember. She knows exactly.
I was mentioning Sharon. So is she involved anymore? Does she do guests or research or...
Well, we're still best friends. Stuff? We talk all the time, and she's pitching in on the quiet kind of thing when I need help. God love her. Pretty much I'm going to be doing a lot of the stuff she was doing. I've been doing guests for about the last month. She let that go. Maybe 6 weeks I've been doing guests. And then Lynn takes the notes, and then I'm going to be doing all the other stuff. Just to save the money.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's a one-man show. So
it's not.
Someone takes notes, right?
Lynn takes notes, and then, okay. But we have to put up the show page. We have to post a slideshow, get out the constant contact, put up the sticky page thing, change the ads. You know, so there's a lot of stuff. And then,
who's the guy's name you mentioned sometime who always does stuff?
The guy's name.
Technician?
Ruben. Yeah, he's cool. He's on full-time. Well, not full-time, but we pay him a monthly fee to be there if we have a problem. And also, he's got the servers that he hosts all this stuff. So we all got it in-house now. But he's a super geek. Because, boy, when things go wrong, you got to have a geek. Otherwise, you're in deep doo-doo. You know, you talk about fecal? No, not good.
He's the one you mentioned who's always putting in Houston, we got a problem and all that?
Oh, no. I do that.
You do that?
Mm-hmm.
So he ain't there sitting there next to you.
Oh, no.
Hands.
No.
He's another location somewhere.
Yeah, he's at home in Austin. And we just Skype or talk or email when there's a issue.
Internet's amazing, huh?
Oh, man.
So should we buy some Whole Foods market stock, or it's too late now, or we should have?
Well, you should have. Yeah, you should have. Well, actually, I think it's down this morning. That always happens after these things. Let's see. Whole Foods. I think Amazon both and stock price are both down this morning. Let's see.
When I looked, Whole Foods was up 24%.
Whoa, no, wait a minute. Whole Foods is up 27%. Well, sorry. Mm-hmm. See, yeah, if you would have had an inside trading deal, somebody would have told you that yesterday, you could have bought, you know, $1 million worth, but then you go to jail, so be careful.
That's what I was wondering. So, you know, Andy didn't know about it, right? And even if
nobody knows about these things. You can't tell anybody. You can't tell your wife.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Very, very strict. And look what happened to Martha Stewart. Look what happened to Phil Mickelson. Very, very strict rules, the SEC, about insider trading. Nope. Keep it quiet. Can't do it.
So only Bezos knew? Well, Bezos is...
Well, Bezos and John Mackey and some key people.
Yeah.
But they weren't allowed to tell anybody, and they weren't allowed to buy more stock.
Nobody had an idea, huh?
Well, I don't know nobody. How would I answer that? But no, you're not supposed to tell anybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out how that works. Like, I mean, because it's hard to keep everything. That's like the Russian deal. Trump looked at a Russian. Let's prosecute. Trump shook hands with a Russian. I mean,
that's such a business.
You've got to talk to people, you know?
That thing is such a crock.
Well, I know, but I'm just using that as an example.
I understand.
God, there's a difference between him shaking hands and doing deals in a back room, and here's a picture of him with the Russian counselor.
This is all driven by the globalists, the media, the lefties, who don't like him. This is all driven by that. You know that. It's just a big lie. I saw something that was really cool. I saw that Oliver Stone was going to interview Putin, right, for 4 nights on Showtime. But I don't have a TV, so I Googled it, and I got a Showtime trial period thing for $9 or something. Mm-hmm. So I watched the four shows, Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday, and last night. man, if you get a chance to watch this, Vladimir Putin is really well-spoken, classy guy. Now, Oliver Stone is way left. He's just a lefty, but he also understands how this country works. And Vladimir Putin knows more about this country and what's going on in this country than most Americans do. He knew about how much debt we had, what our GDP was, what we spent on defense. And he's in touch with it. And you know what's really funny? What he said was, he just laughed, you know, about why did you hack? He said, why did you hack the election? You know, and he just laughed. He said, you don't really believe it, you know. Do you know the only thing that one security agency has of any proof on Russian hacking the election was somebody cracked into something, I'm not sure what it was, and they left a IP address from Russia. You know what an IP address is?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so it's just hilarious. People who hacked One Radio Network didn't even leave their correct IP address. You think if Russia hacked this country, they would leave their own IP address? It's the most absurd assertion ever on the face of the planet. The people that hacked us, we couldn't find out who they were and stop them. You know why? Because they changed their IP address like every 10 minutes. So you think somebody in Russia or somewhere else that supposedly hacked this election? It's just crazy. They just make this stuff up, man. They just make it up.
That goes back to the truth, and all I know is what I hear on the radio by, you know...
It's all owned.
Levine and Limbaugh and others, you know, and your show. But I did like how all those emails got dumped out by Wiki, you know, on Clinton and all that.
But
that was a good hacking job.
But did you notice that the media didn't... Barely even talked about it? Barely talked about it? Could you imagine if something like that would have came up on Trump or something, what they would have done with it?
Mm-hmm.
We'd still be talking about it. You see, Robert, my opinion, the globalist, right? Andy talks about the big people, right? The boys, the bankers, the pharmaceutical company, Monsanto, all the, you know, the boys, right? The FDA, the AMA, they love open borders, right? For many reasons, because it keeps the salaries down and it keeps the free trade thing alive. So they love the way it's set up because they don't pay any taxes, right? They got their money in Ireland. Like Apple's got $250 billion in Ireland where they only pay 12% tax on it. They like open borders. They like the drugs coming in so they can keep the people stupid and keep the opium in for the pharmaceutical industry, right? They love free trade for all the reasons Andy has taught us. Just yesterday, Donald Trump wants to talk about hammering down the prices on pharmaceuticals and making pharmaceuticals available from Canada, which under Obama they were blocked, right, to keep the Merck people happy. And that's why they hate Donald Trump, because he's out of control. They hate him. They don't want competition from Canada for pharmaceuticals. They want to sell, but the lefties don't get it, man. You know, they are so brainwashed into believing that Donald Trump is a misogynist, a racist, bigot, and they've been so brainwashed that they don't even want to know the truth. All they want to do is say, oh, yeah, we got to impeach him. That's it. I really feel sorry for these people to live your life in the dark like that. I really do. Boy, don't get me started on that, man.
Yeah, so much goes on. I can't even speak on all that.
My opinion. I could be totally wrong, but yeah. I see it. I see it very clearly, very clearly.
And what do you think's going to happen to old Bill Cosby, Mr. Huxley?
Yeah, I saw that. You know, boy, I tell you what, I don't know.
I don't know if all those women could be wrong, but then, boy, you feel bad about putting old Dr. Huxtable in jail for 10 years at his age. What do you, man?
Yeah, but that's not the point. He's Bill Cosby, and not Dr. Huxtable.
Did
you read where the jury is deadlocked? They can't come to a decision. They've been deadlocked for 2-3 days. So you have to get a total everybody, right, to send somebody to prison. And evidently, a bunch of people don't think that he did this thing. And so, I don't know.
They had a woman counselor on there who deals with a lot of rape cases and all that, and she said normally it's usually one or two women who are against the women who are testifying. You know, they're kind of mean towards the other women. They don't believe the women. You know, how well, you should have known better, or this or that, or maybe. So they said usually it's a woman who's hung up on that when there's trials like that.
Well, it's every situation. Every situation is unique, and the only two people that really know what goes on in these cases are the two people involved.
And because there's so many men on there, a couple women, and a couple African Americans, blacks.
It's a shame, but I know this drug that he used, and I took it a couple of times when I was my younger days, and.
Oh yeah, we used to take a lot of them. What, the Quaaludes?
Quaaludes, yeah, that's what they are, and I actually had a girl give me one. I would say sometime, I don't know, around 1980.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me one. Here, take one of these, and when we have kissy face, you'll like it better. Man, it kicked my butt. I tell you what.
Well, they were prescription.
Quaaludes. Yeah, they gave it to people to go to sleep, right?
Yeah, the methaqualone. Then they were called Mandrax on the street, and they were for sleeping. Then they took them off the market.
Yeah,
get them from the doctor.
It's a shame, you know, give people this stuff. That's not right. Okay, Robert, we're going to move on. Always fun talking to you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah, it's just... Well, that's another reason why Afghanistan is the way it is. All these drugs are all opium derivatives, poppies. That's what Afghanistan's about. Got to keep the flow coming. Keep it coming. And unfortunately, Mr. President Trump, in my opinion, doesn't understand that. He listens to generals. Oh, you got to get these Taliban. Oh, yeah. So let's go in there. But it's always been like that. The generals run the war. Presidents just listen to them. Adam Bergstrom says sand is silicon dioxide, but all silicon dioxide is not sand. The silicon dioxide in supplements is usually a nano product. The same goes for titanium dioxide. Whoa. Well, what we know about nano, so you don't want to do that. So if you see silica or silicon dioxide on a package, I think the consensus is from Tony and Nano and Adam Bergstrom is don't take it. Don't take it. Tell me something. More from Adam. Inorganic silica is safe as long as it breaks down into orthosilic acid. Inorganic silica created in a lab at high temperature by the Beaker Boys isn't water soluble and causes gut irritation. See, we got it going on with Mr. Bergstrom he's our consultant on open phones. I don't know where he gets all this stuff. But he gets it. Pulls it out of the ethers. Okay. First, sorry to hear that Sharon left the show. I kind of knew and felt something was going on a few weeks back after she asked you about a date you went on. No. You're assuming way too much. I almost sense it in some previous shows. Her energy or something was weird, in my own opinion, after hearing you talk this morning about the water structuring device, the device from Ken Rolla. How long do you mineral cubes last? You know, I don't know. That's a good question, Kevin. I would ask the people at Ken Rolla's place about that. Just ask them. You can call them, and then if you want to order one. I don't know, but they can be replaced. But just to be clear here, Sharon and I have never had 1 ounce of issue about when we We quit being girlfriend and boyfriend a couple of years ago and still remain best friends and best friends to this day. And she's always been really supportive of me finding the one. Very, very supportive. She would kid me about it. And then she would kid me about it on the air because she always wanted to say, well, talk about it. Who'd you go out with? You know, that kind of. But it's always in fun. And no, so there's never been that kind of juice between Sharon and I. So wrong intuition there. Sorry, incorrect, but I know you meant well. You know, one of the four agreements. Remember that one? Four agreements. Let me Google that one. We talked about this before. This is good. Agreements. We talked to this fellow years ago. What's his name? Miguel Ruiz, huge book. The four agreements are: be impeccable with your word, speak with integrity, say only what you mean, avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others, use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Wow. Don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others do or say is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you're immune to their opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. And here's the one that reminded me of that, what this emailer did. Don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Don't make assumptions and always do your best. Doodle. You hear that? She's shaking and baking. Okay. All right. Open phone Friday. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. What's your story? What's your story? What's your story? Come on and join us. Messing with the belly button messes with the astral projection. It's a socket for the silver cord. Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. Just so you know, and Adam's aware of this, so this is not being critical of him. The astral world is like way low on the totem pole. You know, that's like... I don't know. I can't. What's a good analogy? But the this place that the religion has created called hell, it is a place that exists on the lower astral world. And then astral projection, if you're tied to the silver cord, that's it happens. But yeah, you don't. You want to get way beyond that, because once you just do soul travel, there's no cord. There's just you and. And if you find a teacher that can help you out, then you'll never get into trouble. Protects you. And there are teachers that'll do that. Trump approval rating hits 50%. So the more the boys try to get him out, the more the people say, no, I don't think so. I'm glad people are wising up with this stuff. Yep. Let's see, I got some notes here. I haven't even got to my notes. Oh, yeah. So, remember Dr. David Jubb? God love him. We have a lot of his shows on our website. I mean, he goes way back. 2008, 2009, 2010, and he would use a term over and over and over and over again. Does anybody know what it was? Is? Why he didn't like eating grains. Undigestible proteins. All right? You can listen to some of his old shows. He said it a million times. Why he was a fan of being a frugivore, which means eating foods that begin with a flower. So that's like, all the fruits. They're botanical fruits, tomatoes and cucumbers and squash and okra and, those are fruits. That's what he said are the best foods for man. That was his opinion. And he said also buckwheat is actually begins with a flour. And I think that's the only pseudo grain, isn't it? Hemp begins with a flour, doesn't it? Anybody growing wacky tobacco? Yeah, I guess there's a flower. Yeah, flowers and buds, right? I don't know. Anyway, so Dr. Jubb would always talk about these undigestible proteins. So this is what the whole lectin thing is about, is undigestible proteins. Dr. Jubb was a blood specialist, microspecist, blood formation specialist, New York University, written a bunch of books, smart cookie, just out of control, just a real piece of work, lovely man, and just kind of a, he's wild guy. Wild guy. Anyway, this is what this lectin thing is about. So maybe there's something to this whole lectin thing of grains and even some things that get lectins that are undigestible to the human body. I think Diodamo talked about it years ago, and then the latest fellow, well, a lot of people have, but Dr. Gundry, the heart surgeon man, he talked about lectins. But here's the cool thing. What he said was that if you pressure cook jasmine rice or maybe baked potato, stuff like that, it gets rid of the lectins or the beans. Pressure cooking does it. So, of course, Patrick went out and bought a pressure cooker, and I love it. And we have one in our store, and we picked out a good one. It's really cool, and it's $100. If you want to start pressure cooking thing, Lynn knows a lot about them. Lynn, who takes notes for us, she's my pressure cooker consultant, and we chose one that we thought would be the best one. They have different models. This Instant Pot, it's called, but it's right on the front page. We put the 7-in-1, 6-quart multi-use, and Sharon's got it right in there. Sharon put that in for us. So. Gosh, did I send her the wrong one? I did. Oh, man, I thought I sent her the other one. I want the 7-in-1. I sent her the wrong one. Okay, but you can go on in our store and click on the Instapot, and you'll see the 6-in-1 multi-use thing, but to buy the 7-in-1. Or did I send her that one? Lynn, what do you think? The 6-in-1 does it, right? Maybe we did that because that's the least expensive. Lynn, what do you think? Is the 6-in-1 cool? Because they do everything you want, I think. I think it's just beans and, you can do rice, soups, eggs, saute, steam, porridge, right, But then you can get the bigger model, and you can do yogurts and stuff like that. I think the 7-in-1 does yogurts. Then do you think we should do the 7-in-1 in the store or the 6-in-1? Let me know, and I'll change it out. Anyway, these are really cool. The other day, so the first night I got it, I was really hot to use it, so I just wanted to try it, right? So, I read the directions barely, and I just, I I cut up, I had some Yukon Gold potatoes, and I did some beets and some carrots. I sauteed them. You have a little saute function in some oil, some good, nice fat, for about 5 minutes. And then I put in some stock, chicken stock, and just turned on the pressure cooker and cooked it for about 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Now, you're not supposed to do it like that because, according to the recipe book, the carrots and the beets and the potatoes come out at a different thing. But, oh, man, it was, like, amazing. 10 minutes, one pot, and it tasted great. I mean, the carrots and the beets were a little bit overcooked. So I talked to Lynn, and you can actually take some of the steam out maybe after 5 minutes. Take the steam out, put the carrots, vegetables in, and close it back up, and then the carrots won't get. But I it was great, and plus you got all the juice in there. It's a stainless steel thing, so you want to eat all the juice, drink the juice too, because you got all the minerals, and that gets rid of all the lechins. A friend of mine calls them lechins. I think lechins. We should call them lechins. It's got a nicer ring to it than lectins, right? Lechins. We don't want those lechins. Anyway, so I'm pretty excited. I'm going to try some jasmine rice in there tonight. And it'll get rid of all the lechins. But actually, jasmine rice has got one of the fewest lechins in any rice. Remember when we did the show on the SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth thing? The SIBO? The fellow said that jasmine rice had like zero. They had the scale. Remember, brown rice had like a number was 20 or 30, and jasmine was like zero of this thing that caused the bacterial thing to go weird in your small intestine. So I think this could be my new fast friend. I love potatoes, and if I can make them more digestible, and I like to have rice every now and then. Well, I haven't been for months, but now that I have this pressure cooker, I'm going to try it. I need a little carbs. My body, so far, I just do need a little. Dr. Jupp called them strange and undigestible proteins. Yeah, that's great. Strange, thank you. Strange and undigestible proteins. Okay. We should actually invite him back on. Take our chances with what he'll say. He's a free spirit. All right. Lechins are sugars, not proteins. They're sugars. Okay. Yep, that's right. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I stand corrected. All right, so I got to get this straight here. Lynn's sending me stuff. Okay. Lechins are carbohydrate-binding proteins. Oh, they're proteins. Okay. Macromolecules, they are proteins. Okay. Dr. Jupp was right. That are highly specific for sugar, something, MOIETIES, long before a deeper understanding of their numerous biological functions, the plant lechins, also known as phyto something, were noted for their particular high specific for foreign and used biomedicine for blood cell testing, blah, blah. All right. Yeah, strange and undigestible proteins. So I'm curious, so how people, for example, in China, India, can be eating these lechins for 1,000 years. Are they all dying? I don't know. Maybe their body gets used to these lechins. Their body adapts, probably adapts. What do I know? 6-in-1 covers all the basic functions. It's great. Okay, so the one we have in our store, 6-in-1, is fine. If you want to do more, when you're on Amazon through our site, you can go around and they have a 7-in-1 and a 9-in-1. But look and see the differences. You may just do fine with the 6-in-1. And not even need the 901. You know what I mean? Jelly bean. Just depends on what you want to do. Previously with Stephen Huer and why the uniqueness of One World Way delivers exceptional benefits.
A non-denatured, truly pure, truly raw whey protein will only help to raise glutathione. And when you raise glutathione, you have to remember every cell of the body, your pancreas, your liver, brain, all are dependent upon 10% of the protein content and every cell being glutathione, and makes that cell detoxify itself of heavy metals, chemicals, and whatever drugs. And then that makes the cell healthy. And one of the reasons that you have chronic disease is because the cells of the different organs and bodies are producing too little glutathione. They're succumbing to the free radicals. They're succumbing to the toxins, damaging the function of that organ. And that's one of the reasons why One World Way is so profoundly therapeutically powerful, because every cell and every organ depends upon high levels of glutathione. And this is the number one food to fuel it over long periods of time, is glutathione production.
One World Way offers four very, very good tasting flavors: chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and unsweetened, unflavored. Click and order One World Way right now on OneRadioNetwork.com. I was supposed to put our sofa orders in last night, but I just kind of got caught up with Oliver Stone and Vladimir Putin interviews and spaced it out. So I'm going to do it pretty soon, probably by noon, our time, depending on how long we stay in here. So if you want to slip in and get some sulfur on today, like get it ordered and you'll get it right away, just email me. Or I mean, just go online and order it right now. Right now. Right now. 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 Dr. Cowan, the heart is not a pump man. He has these powders that dehydrate. I mean, boy, I love these things. I have about six of them, and I have them right on my counter. And now when I cook anything, eggs, anything. I had some brown rice pasta last night, and I put them on there. So what the deal is, these things are so cool that they're these vegetables that we just don't eat much, but that have an amazing amount of different nutrients and vitamins and minerals and stuff that we're just not going to eat all these different kind of vegetables. We usually stick to three or four vegetables. It's really interesting concept, and I know he's onto something. And, you know, you could add these, and you don't need a lot. Have them on your counter, and just think of the different nutrients that you're getting in every meal. Wow. They have a threefold blend. I have this one. Let's see which ones these are. These are kind of fun. Carrots, leeks, Swiss chard, kale, peppers, zucchini. And see when you dehydrate it and powder them the way they do, all the nutrients are still there because you dehydrate them at a low temperature, and man, it's cool. And they taste great. Burdock root. Burdock root's amazing for you, but who's going to go out and eat burdock root? When's the last time you cooked burdock root, huh? Duh. Burdock root is perhaps the primary food on the planet for detoxification. Some of the most famous cancer formulas, Hoxie-Essiac, include a key component, burdock root. Modern research includes that burdock root contains components that stimulate liver enzymes that participate in detoxification. So, I mean, would you want to eat this food like a regularly? Of course, but cultures, we don't eat burdock root. I mean, I think you can get burdock root at Whole Foods, but who's going to make it and cook it? And people don't do that. But now you can just put it in your rice or whatever you do. You can put it in smoothies. Perfect. greens powder, turmeric. I bought some of that. Now you can put this in your food. You can put it in eggs, winter squash. She's got leek powder, kale powder, Swiss chard powder, carrot powder, horseradish, leek salt. There's another one that I just got that, man, smells amazing. I wonder which one that is. Oh, I need to find out which one it is. Anyway, so it's just pretty cool. You can scroll down. We got it down at the bottom. We don't sell a great deal of it. It's a bit of a thing. Way down at the bottom, Dr. Cowan's Garden. If you want to juice up your foods, get three or four of these and just, I got a little quarter teaspoon or an eighth of a teaspoon thing, and you just put them out and just eat them every day for the rest of your life. Probably extend your life about 40 years or something. I just made that up, so.